Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 22, verse 30 through chapter 23, verse 11. But on the next day, desiring to know the real reason why he was being accused by the Jews, he unbound him and commanded the chief priests and all the council to meet. And he brought Paul down and set him before them. And looking intently at the council, Paul said, "Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, and yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck?" Those who stood by said, "Would you revile God's high priest?" And Paul said, "I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" Now when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. It is with respect to the hope and the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial." And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all. Then a great clamor arose, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party stood up and contended sharply, "We find nothing wrong in this man. What if a spirit or an angel spoke to him?" And when the dissension became violent, the tribune, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him away from among them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Mummy of Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterville, Minnesota.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Whitewash is a cheap alternative to paint. Historically, it was used in places like dairy barns, low-rent apartment buildings, and as Tom Sawyer could tell you, on fences. It is used not only because it is cheap, but also because it is pretty good at covering over old, dirty, dilapidated structures and making them look clean and white. In fact, in popular speech, to whitewash something means to cover it up, to sweep it under the carpet, to conceal it. Jesus once called the scribes and Pharisees whitewashed tombs. And in today's reading from the book of Acts, St. Paul calls the high priest Ananias a whitewashed wall. He does so because Ananias was a hypocrite, an actor. On the outside, he looked all clean and white, but on the inside, he was anything but. As high priest, Ananias acted like nothing was more important to him than the law of Moses, the word of God. But when he got angry, he showed his true colors. He commanded that Paul be struck on the mouth, contrary to the very law he claimed to love. And by ourselves, we are all just like Ananias. We put up a good front for the people around us, but when push comes to shove, when we get angry or annoyed, our true colors shine through. And they're not any prettier than Ananias's true colors were. Pride and greed, lust and envy, wrath and spite. It's all in there, behind the old, dirty, dilapidated walls of our hearts. And while we can often whitewash it for the people around us, we can't fool God. He sees and he knows. So how then could St. Paul confess to Ananias and the other members of the council, "Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day"? How could Paul, who would later confess to Timothy that he was the foremost, the chief of sinners, possibly have a good conscience before God? And how then can we? The answer is that Paul's days of whitewashing his sins came to an end on the day that Jesus called him to repentance and faith on the road to Damascus some 20 years earlier. Before that, Paul was just like Ananias, always trying to cover up his sinful heart and life with a thin layer of whitewashed religiosity. But then Paul met Jesus, and Jesus covered Paul's sinful heart and life with something much better than cheap old whitewash. Indeed, with his own precious blood, which he shed for Paul and for all people on the cross. And washed in the blood of Christ, Paul could now live his life before God in all good conscience, knowing that his sins were forgiven and that he was covered with Jesus' own perfect righteousness. And so, dear friends, can we, for we also have been washed in the blood of Christ. We have been baptized into his death and resurrection. Our sins are forgiven. So in God's eyes, we are clean and white, outside and in, dressed in the beautiful white robe of Christ's own righteousness that covers all our sin. Indeed, you and I now live our lives before God in Christ, and therefore in all good conscience. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor David Mummy of Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterville, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.